And welcome, everybody, to SU Oddities. This one's actually kind of a short one, usually shorter, but this is just weird little tidbits of things that have happened. Basically, not so fun facts that were either in the news or reported or something, somebody experienced, whatever have you. But just, you know, number one, knowing what the fact is, and number two, some of these with the outcome of actually what it was is weird. And these are our facts. I did triple check them or verify them just to make sure, oh, yeah, that actually did occur. So here we go. Hope you guys enjoy these little tidbits. First up here, in 2008, a Japanese man installed security cameras in his home after noticing his food had been mysteriously disappearing. In the top compartment of his closet, he discovered a woman who later told police she had been living there for at least a year. And there actually is some offshoot stories to that, too, of a guy that would come down. He was a burglar that broke into the house, and he lived in the attic. I want to say a family in Michigan or something like that. And he would, like, literally come down, get food, and then go back in the attic. And they finally ended up catching him, and he was a homeless guy that was up there. So it happens, I guess. Weird. Next one here. From the early 1870s until 1997, a refinery in Omaha, Nebraska, emitted so much lead into the air that parts of the city were still tainted today. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency sampling found that the soil around 41,000 residential properties had levels of lead beyond cleanup, and young children in the area had elevated blood levels as well. And wow, so don't go to Omaha, I guess, is the thing. So in 1986, Aero Flight 6502 collided with a landing strip after the co-pilot dared the pilot to land the plane blind. The pilot agreed. Curtains of the cockpit windows were drawn, and he attempted to land the plane with instruments only, no visual of the ground. Of course, he failed. According to the Los Angeles Times, the plane crashed on the landing strip, made a gigantic jump, overturned, and caught fire, killing 70 of the 94 people on board, including the co-pilot. So there's that. Next up here, Japanese news channel once made human salt by gathering sweat from one of their reporters via wringing it out of a towel he wore to a sauna, Jesus, and evaporating in a pan. They then sprinkled it on rice balls for consumption. It was a yellowish color, tasted extremely salty, and apparently smelled disgusting. Yeah, go figure. Another little tidbit here. If you want to make friends with a mole rat, don't. Naked mole rat colonies have their own unique dialects. They use their vocalizations to weed out intruders in the nest, killing anyone they hear speaking in the wrong dialect. Oh, smart little fuckers, aren't they? So, when fashion was flammable, here's another one. Women dresses of the 1800s were extremely flammable due to their structure, the materials they were made with, and size, as the garments could be snagged on candles and gas lamps in a time without electricity. I couldn't even imagine. Not to mention they were difficult to get on and off quickly. All these factors combined explain why British medical journal The Lancet estimated 3,000 women perished by fire in the year 1860, in large part to their dresses they were wearing. So, this is one that I've heard before. It is a possibility that you can drink too much water. Drinking unusually large amounts of water in a short period of time can lead to water intoxication and what they call hyponatremia, which in turn can cause confusion, disorientation, nausea, vomiting, and left untreated, sometimes herpes. Nah, I'm joking about the herpes. Oh, well, actually, end your life. Unfortunately, the symptoms of overhydration are so similar to dehydration. Sufferers of either may not even realize what they're suffering from till it is too late. While there is no set of number for how much is too much, doctors generally don't recommend drinking more than a liter of water per hour for multiple hours in a row, as the kidneys of a healthy adult can only get rid of about 1 liter each hour. There, years ago, I did, there was a radio show that actually that dared people to drink, I can't remember, it was like 2 or 3 gallons of water at a time to win a video game system or something like that. And one of the contestants ended up dying because it was too much water too quick. So there's, you know, there's that. So anyway, here's a fun thing with Jaws in real life. So in 1916, a series of shark attacks took place along the New Jersey coast, which injured one person and claimed the lives of 4 others. Although it cannot be known for sure whether one or multiple sharks were responsible for these incidents, the assault stopped the summer after the capture of a great white shark that was discovered to have human remains in their stomach, and they were dubbed the Jersey Man Eater. And rumor has it that's kind of what they based Jaws off of, but I don't believe that. And lastly, for those of you who like seafood, scallops have eyeballs, up to 200 of them. and they are located along the edge of the mantle lining their shell. So basically, scallops are looking at you, evidently. That might change your tune next time you make seafood chowder, maybe. So anyway, quick little fun facts that are just odd, weird. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Stay strange, everyone.